And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says it is from God, and then it backs up that claim with unique proofs? The Bible claims to be from God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 13, the Apostle Paul wrote, "We receive not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual words." That is a bold claim. Fortunately, it is one supported by credible evidence. One proof of the Bible's inspiration is its scientific foreknowledge. God gave the men who penned His Word some amazing information that they simply could not have known on their own. Consider the following. In Job chapter 38, verse 16, God asked Job, "Have you entered the springs of the sea, or have you walked in the recesses of the deep?" The Hebrew word for recesses refers to trenches. The Hebrew word deep refers to seas or oceans. In previous times, men considered the seashore as just a shallow extension from between continents. But today we know about trenches over 6 miles deep in the oceans. How did Job know they existed when we just recently discovered them? Just a lucky guess? Moses told the Israelites in Leviticus 17, verses 11 through 14, that the life is in the blood. That is true because red blood cells carry oxygen around the body. As late as the 1700s, however, people believed that evil vapors were located in the blood and that bleeding a person would remove them. Today we know that that is not true. But how did Moses know it? Just another lucky guess? In Genesis 17, verse 12, God commanded Abraham to circumcise newborn males on the eighth day. Why the eighth day? Blood clotting requires three things: platelets, vitamin K, and prothrombin. It is only on the fifth to the seventh day of a newborn's life that vitamin K, which is required to synthesize prothrombin, is present in adequate quantities. On day 8, the percent of prothrombin actually rises above 100% of normal. How did Moses know that? Was it just another lucky guess? Join us in our next program as we continue examining the various proofs of the Bible's inspiration.